A new report confirms an uptick in religious violence around the world while a ministry launches a solidarity campaign. Protests in Chile continue while believers urge prayer, and Independence Day in India is marked by hope. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Nearly a third of the world's total population is experiencing increasing hostility toward their faith. That's according to a new Pew Research Center study. The study confirms what Open Doors already knew. Carl Mueller explains.
Over 70% of the world's population live in places where religious liberty is restricted. Well over 100 million Christians, right now as we speak, in over 60 countries, are actively being persecuted for their faith.
So what do a barbed wire bracelet and the gospel have in common? Prayer. Open Doors launched the One With Them campaign because a prayer movement hinges on equal parts awareness and participation.
By being part of One With Them, going to onewiththem.com, I can actually show the world that I care and make a difference.
It's a show of solidarity in the run-up to this year's International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church in November. We have details on how you can get your free bracelet at our website.
It's really vital that people mobilize those that they know who have opportunity to step in the gap.
Meanwhile, students continue to protest now through hunger strikes against Chile's educational system. Last week, hundreds of arrests were made after months of protests for fairer schooling became violent. Christian students may want change, too, but they're responding differently. International Mission Board's Wilson Hunter reports from Santiago.
About 30 students gather in a large circle in the main public square. But these students are not protesting the educational system in Chile like so many of their peers have done in violent street demonstrations across Chile. Instead, these Christian students are singing praises to God and bowing their heads in prayer. They're praying for their universities and for government leaders. They're praying for the violent protests to end. But most of all, they're praying for their peers to come to know Christ. Prayer is powerful, says the organizer of the student prayer meetings. Prayer is the way to find a solution to this problem.
You're listening to Mission Network News. India was decked out in national colors of orange, white, and green for their Independence Day yesterday, but 65 years of freedom from British rule has not necessarily meant freedom for Christians to practice their faith. Lee DeYoung with Words of Hope describes the situation facing Indian Christians.
Opposition, sometimes violent, has escalated in the past few years. During this same time, instead of seeing an erosion of Christian activity, there has instead been an increase.
With persecution in India increasing on the ground, Words of Hope takes the message of Christ to the air. They broadcast a gospel radio program to some of the more oppressed states of northern India with a huge response.
We've been encouraged that in every place we've been, there seems to be an increased listenership to the programs that we sponsor.
Please pray for the Christians in India to gain the right to be heard and also gain the same religious freedoms enjoyed by others in their country. Meanwhile, estimates show that unemployment rate in Haiti remains at over 70%. Millions are without work, many due to the January 2010 earthquake. That could change for some soon, though, as a new entrepreneurship program launches. HCJB Global is partnering with the new Christian Entrepreneurs in Action to get Christian businessmen to train others, spreading good business while also spreading the good news. Already, 120 jobs have been created. Please continue to pray for this project. And after just 2 days of convening beforehand in Russia, the team set out to reach drug addicts and kids in Siberia. The Operation Mobilization team had members from Russia, Poland, and the United States in the vast region. The team was able to get ideas to reach addicts with Christ in their own churches. They also saw kids grasp the truth of the gospel at kids' camps. Mission Network News' own Greg Yoder is also in Russia right now with Orphan Outreach. You can stay tuned this week for updates. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, but it's too expensive, right? Well, how about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip Contest, and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.